Chapter 27. Dreams, nightmares, light, darkness. Nath's slumber was nothing short of restless. He saw Nelsimbor burning and revived, armies decimated, men, elves, dwarfs, orcs, gnolls, lizardmen, goblins, all races. Cities and towns were torched and burned. Giants marched over the wasteland. The dark dragons soared toward Dragonholm. The last of the good dragons were gathered there. So he dreamed. Nath's eyes popped open. Hay tickled his nose. He struggled against his unseen bindings.
What is this?
The last thing he remembered was talking to Brenwar.
What's going on? How long did I sleep this time?
He squirmed, but the chains around him did not give.
Morite.
Scenario after scenario rushed through his thoughts. Was he captured, imprisoned? Where were his friends? How much time had passed? Another 25 years? 100, maybe.
Kuzan, no!
He fought harder against his bonds until he gathered his wits about him.
Why am I covered in hay?
He concentrated, eased his breath, listened. He heard the wheels of a cart rolling beneath him.
Am I in a cart?
He sniffed the dampness in the air, heard heavy footsteps, the distant chirping of birds.
At least I'm outside, not inside. That's a good thing, I think.
He listened longer to the wheels rumbling over a rough road that made them bounce and jangle other things.
Oh, and now Zambor is pulling this thing. And why am I in a hay cart?
The golden fibers tickled. He twitched his lips, crinkled his nose.
Don't sneeze. Don't sneeze.
Nath didn't have any idea if he was among friends or enemies. He pictured Drakus in his mind, perhaps lizard men. The cart came to an abrupt stop.
Great Guza!
Footsteps approached. Nath's body went taut. He flexed his muscles against the tight chains. He had to burst free. He felt hands feeling their way around in the hay. Clump after clump was being pulled off him. A rough hand dusted off his face. Nath held his eyes shut. He held his breath.
Let them think they were hearing things.
He could feel light on his face. Sunlight. The figure that loomed over him blocked out a portion of the light. A stiff finger poked his cheek. Poked his nose. A staff of some sort, or maybe a sword hilt, poked at his ribs. Nath didn't flinch. The person continued the poking and prodding.
Enough already.
He heard a sigh that sounded like a man's. A moment later, the figure covered him up again.
That was close, I think.
Nath wanted to wait things out before he revealed himself. He needed to know more about his captor.
But why did he sigh?
The cart lurched forward. The rumbling of the road began anew. Nath's nose began to tickle again, too.
Uh-oh, I can't hold it again.
The cart stopped, and hasty feet rushed over. Handfuls of hay were scraped from his body. Fingers poked at his face.
Oh, enough of this game.
Nath popped his eyes open and said,
Boo! Dragon!
A friendly voice exclaimed.
Ben?
Nath said, squinting. Ben's face was hidden behind a beard, mixed of brown and gray. The thick muscles of his shoulders were leaner, the armor on his body looser than it had been before. Still, Ben's happy countenance was in there. Nath dreaded his next answer.
How long has it been? 70.
70 years?
No,
Ben said, waving his comment off.
So sorry. 7 years, Dragon, 7. Sorry, but it's been so long since I've spoken. My tongue was confused by the question.
Nath felt the slightest bit of relief, but still...
7 years?
He swallowed.
Ben, get me out of here. Why am I chained up like a prisoner? Bezog's idea,
Ben said, raking off the hay.
That figures. And where is Bezog? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? When was the last time you saw him? Almost 7 years ago. Ben, just get me out of these chains, will you? Oh, hold on now. I have to find the key. Or remember the word.
Ben shuffled around the cart looking for something. And Nath lost sight of him. He could see cloud-darkened sky, but that was about all.
Ben, will you at least set me up so I can look around?
Nath huffed.
7 years? Where is everybody?
Ben climbed into the cart and propped him up. He hugged Nath.
I can't believe you're back. Feels like it's been 100 years. Ben, what's going on?
Nath scanned the area. The landscape didn't seem familiar. A faint road followed alongside the hills and mountains. Few leaves were left on the branches. Yet the weather was warm. The tall grasses, normally the color of golden wheat, were gray.
And where are we? North of Quintuclin,
he said, wrestling with the lock on Nath's bonds.
Or what's left of it?
Left of it?
What do you mean by that? They destroyed it.
You mean Gorm?
Don't say his name,
Ben whispered harshly.
Never utter it.
Fine. But what happened to Quintuclin?
Not more than a week after you fell asleep, the floating city drifted to Quintuclin and burned it to the ground.
Ben looked him in the eyes.
Maybe 1 in 10 remain in the ruins. Oh, all the rest are dead. Get me out of these bonds. Seems I'm missing the key.
Nath snorted out a blast of fire.
What was Bezog thinking? He couldn't have you squirming around. Said something about you moving too much would upset the cart's magic.
Magic?
Sure. It conceals you and me from prying eyes. I keep moving you from town to town, farmland to farmland. I get stopped a lot. The lizard men and Dracus poke and prod a lot. A habit you picked up.
Huh?
Never mind,
Nath said.
So you've been pulling me all over Nalzimbor? Bezog says they won't search for you in the open. And it's worked up until this point.
And you've been doing it all alone?
Yep.
Nath was moved. Ben was only a man, and 7 years was a long time in a man's life. Hauling a cart along, day in and day out, for his protection.
I'd hug you if I could, Ben. Thanks. You're welcome,
Ben said.
Here's the key.
Say, Ben, why didn't the army of Barnabas kill you? I thought they were after humans.
They don't see me as a man.
He shrugged and held out a small talisman.
It's from the chest. Took some getting used to, but it works. Makes me look like a half-orc, I think.
What now?
Nath said.
Seems I'm having trouble with this lock. It's rusted, jammed, or something.
Oh!
Nath gasped.
What?
Ben said, drawing his sword and checking the skies.
What do you see?
My scales, they've changed color.
Indeed they had. No longer black, they were pearly white, woven with gold and flecked with red. Ben smiled.
Yes, and that was years ago. I thought you'd wake up when they changed, but you didn't.
Nath's dragon heart warmed inside his chest. It told him that somehow he'd made his wrongs right.
Oh, no,
Ben said, pointing.
Get back in the cart, dragon.
Why, what's wrong?
A band of soldiers armored in dark gray metal galloped toward them.
Riders of Barnabas,
Ben said.
And by the looks of them, Dracus. Quick, get back under the hay. I can handle this. Perhaps you could have. But I think they've already seen me